Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we're able to tell the stories of the people, the communities, and those companies that are involved with the day-to-day oil and gas industry, the evolution of Shale Play USA. All right, on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we go out to Belfield, North Dakota for our weekly Davis Refinery update. They got their permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department. They've started process on civil construction. They've even got a fence company. With the weekly Davis Refinery update, Dan Hedrington from SEH. And then we check on some of the Colorado plays right next to the Bakken with Jack Hamlin, Summit Engineering. Of course, many of you know that these shale plays work so closely together, and from Denver to Williston, North Dakota, it seems like there's a heck of a connection to that oil and gas community. Jack Hamlin, Summit Engineering, joining us a little later on in the program. David Allen, Elite Energy Services, with their groundbreaking fire tube specialist services. We're going to talk to him, David Allen with Elite Energy Services. And then a little special treat a little later in the program, Davini. She's a WISH recipient from Make-A-Wish North Dakota. She talks about traveling to Scotland, as well as a few other things. She was a recipient for the Bakken Barbecue Make-A-Wish. So we sit down with Davini a little bit later on in the program. All that plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we get our weekly Davis Refinery update, and just a quick one that came in off the press shortly before that we went to press with this particular show. Meridian Energy Group, a leader in innovative and environmentally compliant oil refining facilities, announced that they have executed a contract with SEH Design and Build. They are a subsidiary of SEH. Of course, we're going to be talking with Dan Hedrington in just a moment. But I bring this up because when we recorded the interview with Dan Hedrington, this news had not yet been done. But I did want to talk because it is a recent Davis Refinery update. And this is up to the minute, folks. This just happened. So once again, I did want to announce that they have executed a contract, Meridian Energy Group, with SEH Design and Build. And what's going to happen, that means that civil construction is going to begin on the Davis Refinery. Site and civil design and construction services for the Davis Refinery. Of course, this announcement comes after the North Dakota Department of Health and the Air Quality Division issued Meridian the permit to construct for the Davis Refinery. Initial construction activities include installation of erosion control devices, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping to establish vegetation and ensure runoff will be addressed before erosion issues develop to protect surrounding areas and existing waterways. So they're going to do a lot of the land work, if you will, erosion control, stormwater pond development, ditch shaping, if you will. So SEH Design and Build is going to start civil construction on the Davis Refinery and get a lot of that land work done. So that way the water management and foliage and all that stuff is underway, and that is the civil construction begun and the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota. Also, I do want to mention ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota will be responsible for installation of erosion control devices and installation of the perimeter fencing designed for safety and security around the Davis site. That's ABC Fencing of Belfield, North Dakota. So civil construction has begun on the Davis Refinery, and this is a little bit of an interview we had with Dan Hetherington shortly after they got their permit to construct from the North Dakota Health Department. This is Dan Hetherington with SEH and our weekly Davis Refinery update.
In that field, and what's great about it is Bill Prentice and the Meridian leadership team all about that. That's what they want. That's what they want to. They want to be not only the most advanced technology, but also the most environmental type project that they can possibly be. We've been meeting with the universities for some time. We've been looking at all these different habitats and different kind of opportunities, and it's going to be fun to try to, you know, incorporate as much of that as possible into the project.
Any final thoughts? Anything that we left out? It sounds like we're going to be talking with Mr. William Prentice next week about some of the impacts and implications, and I imagine I'll ask him about the Target Logistics letter of intent and that sort of thing. I don't know if that's outside your wheelhouse or what, but any final thoughts, anything that we didn't mention or want to reiterate, or any of those topics you want to take on a new direction?
You know, Jason, I think that, to me, if there was something that I would like to at least mention, is this. The tremendous amount of support that we received from the locals in that area, the governing officials, the elected officials, the ranchers, and the people that live in the town that have supported this project have been amazing. When it comes to issues that are dear to their hearts that we agree with completely, you know, personal property rights and things like that, and the development of projects like this one, is a big deal. And we are so much looking forward to working with everybody in the area and everybody throughout the state to just make good things happen. That means jobs. That means, you know, increased, you know, hopefully the potential for increased revenues for the communities and the counties and things like that. But just everything that comes with building a project of this scale. And it's very exciting to be a part of it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Hetherington with SEH, or check out the story on civil construction that begun on the Davis Refinery, go to thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio's on social media. Check out all of our entire network, the 350,000 followers we have at thecrudelife.com, and click on the social link. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby.
be a mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Jack Hamlin with Summit Engineering.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a baton to be picked up there and help push that effort and overcome some of the incorrect negative stereotyping. But again, the negative stigma around it. At the end of the day, what a lot of people don't understand or don't want to understand is that in this country, oil and gas drilling doesn't take place without a property owner agreeing to it. And so those minerals are owned, and they were purchased property. People own it and they have a right to it. And the oil companies aren't going in there. The exploration companies aren't going in there with an eminent domain attitude of finding that oil. They're working and paying people royalties for that stuff. And so the experience that I've had, Fruta isn't so much energy rich, but yeah, that Grand Junction area up towards Rangeley, down into the San Juan Basin near Durango, and then the Piance Basin, but you know, all of Western Colorado there, it's up near Meeker and Grand Junction, and that we do a lot of work up there. And when I say that the oil and gas companies are stewards of the land, you know, when I try to have a rational discussion with somebody that's just very passionate the other way, they won't even listen to that type of discussion, even though I've spent a good portion of my career boots on the ground staring at the facilities, designing the facilities, watching them be built, modifying them. Half the time people wouldn't even know that there's a producing facility. A lot of the gas wells in Colorado and Western Colorado, we're talking a pretty environmentally sensitive area. We're talking Roaring Fork Valley. There's some midstream infrastructure pipelines and that. But we're talking Glenwood Springs to Aspen, pretty beautiful environmentally sensitive areas. And there's pipelines that have been there since pretty much people have been there. The people up in those areas, they live in those areas and they want it beautiful and safe too. And so they take extraordinary measures to focus on safety and integrity management and making sure that facilities aren't these ugly industrial things sitting up against a beautiful landscape, that they're designed to look good and work well. And so, yeah, it's been a very interesting evolution here over the last 3 years, especially seeing the politics infusion. I mean, people, again, it goes back to just being kind of under or miseducated about it. The property rights of individuals are at stake here. And you hear quite a bit, oh, well, companies just want to profit. Well, yeah, every company in the country wants to profit, so there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see that as a negative. But the way that the companies that we operate with, and that's every producer in this state, it's regulated. Well, Colorado has one of the most heavily regulated oil and gas industry climates, and our engineering company that I own and operate helps those companies come into compliance and stay ahead of the national trend in terms of designing facilities and infrastructure that meets or exceeds the air emission standards and safety protocols. So, at the end of the day, I'm extremely proud of that. I have no problem discussing. It's part of my life. I have to when I hear people discussing it and it's misinformation, or I have to address it because anti-energy rallies at the state capitol or you name it, I have no problem having rational discussions with people over it and trying to help educate them on exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it.
I was writing.
I'm really shocked a lot of times at, it's like any talking point. I think social media, in a way, has divided people such that they can read the title of a certain article or topic, and they extrapolate some theory or their concept of the whatever topic, you name it, is picked out of the title of an article and an associated picture. Nobody goes and reads the article anymore, it seems like. And so social media has done this, had this strange impact of just dividing people along lines that don't make any sense. And for me, energy is one of them. Everybody uses it. If somebody in this country, if you want to go use solar energy or put up a windmill or move to an off-grid cabin, you can do that. You're free to do that. But people don't. They drive their cars and they use air conditioning and fly on airplanes and all that. And that's one thing that always just, I scratch my head. Everybody that I talk to that's against energy, they have this notion of they don't want it, but they use it every day. So what do you do there? And there's a guy by the name of Alex Epstein who's written a book called The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. It's been a good kind of Bible for me in helping advocate my position, being able to state my position pretty clearly with those folks. At the end of the day, we've got to push through that stuff and really fight and hold our position on what we're doing for a living, or it'll be taken away. There's no doubt in my mind. I've watched, again, the fanaticism over the last few years. It's just gotten to a point where it's almost one of the top couple ballot measures in the state. You know, a traditional energy strong state like Colorado is under assault, and like to, you know, be a little more proactive and addressing those issues.
That'd be quite a switch if Colorado essentially was able to pass that measure. Is that measure on? By the way, Jack Hamlin with us, Summit Engineering here on The Crude Life. Is that measure on the ballot right now?
I believe it will be. I'm not 100% on that.
Which is essentially, it would outlaw fracking in the majority of the areas where you frack.
What it does is it changes the setback distances from where an oil and gas producer, or possibly a midstream company, could place an oil and gas asset or drill a well, right? So going back to if there's an occupied structure or a certain type of facility, a playground, a school, there would be a 2,500-foot setback on that. And so drawing those circles around all those structures throughout the northeast Colorado where the primary oil and gas production is, it would essentially choke out any new production, any new wells from being drilled. And so it's that's kind of what we're fighting.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jack Hamlin with Summit Engineering or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Crude Life Media Network is part of a big social media network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the way. So back to the way. Oh, 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 back to the ways. Back to the ways. Oh, 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 back to the ways.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Wrote their songs of living, and now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already
over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, David Allen with Elite Energy Services.
I think that it's because a lot of times it's so hard to get that money, and you have to go through, and, you know, it's one of those things where you really have to present the idea in such a way that you can get people to understand and buy it. And one of the issues that we had, you know, just in talking to, you know, the lay person about it, nobody really knows, unless you're in the industry, what a fire tube does. Nobody really understands how important that is. Nobody understands how big of an environmental impact that could be. I mean, if you talk to some producers, they're like, well, you know, yeah, it spills a little bit, but it's not a big deal. It's not reportable, you know, so there's that kind of an attitude. Or if you go to the bank or even to government entities, you know, they want all this documentation. And one of the issues that we had, it was so new, there wasn't even really much to compare it to, because there was just, you know, trying to explain to them what a fire tube did and what you're trying to do with it, they would just kind of look at you like, well, that, you know, can't you go through and do anything with the internet? You know, can't you invent some kind of technology that's that way instead of, you know, I mean, it was funny because I even had one time, it's been a couple of years ago, talking to a group. I was trying to purchase a piece of equipment, and we had it all done, you know, ready to go. And the people that were going to lend us the money, it was kind of a lender outfit, said, well, what are you going to use it for? And I said, well, we're going to use it in the oil field to do this, this, this. Well, if it has anything to do with the oil field, we don't want it. Where they pull it.
Jeez.
They wouldn't finance us.
No kidding.
Because of that. And so that really soured me on trying to go anywhere outside of the oil field. I mean, you could go to, you know, at one time we even kind of approached some of the local, you know, development groups here and all that kind of stuff. And there was a lot of, well, you have to jump through this hoop, you have to jump through that hoop, you have to do this, you have to do that. And we finally decided, you know what, it's not worth it because, you know, let's, again, this was such an experimental thought that, you know, they've been trying to deal with this for years. I remember asking one of our guys, well, is there no other way to do this? And he said, no, we've been trying to find that for 20 years. Nobody can figure it out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just, it's a bit of increasing chatter in the state of North Dakota. I've been hearing it more and more about some of the disdain towards that, the ghosting and just kind of lack of access and that sort of thing. So, interesting. I was just talking with a guy yesterday about that, and he was giving me another story similar to yours, and I'm hearing it more and more. So, Like I say, I'm not trying to pick a fight or anything, but I am.
No.
I am saying that this is a thing that's happening to a lot of people, and it's not being reported very much at all. Because, well, a lot of the same people get a lot of the same benefits over and over and over again. So that's all open record. But let's transition to the word fire tube. You've mentioned you know, that word a lot of different times, and I'm not even that familiar with it. So. I have an idea in my head probably about the basic 5% of it, but tell me, what is a fire tube?
A fire tube, when the oil comes out of the ground, it has to start going through a, you know, I like to call it a refining process. The refining process starts the minute that oil comes out of the ground. And so when it comes out of the ground, out of the pumping unit or the well itself or out of the hole, it goes into what's called a heater treater. And a heater treater is a tall vessel that has different chambers inside of it. And the different chambers help break that oil down into water and gas and oil. So here in the Bakken, for example, they need to get a lot of that extra gas out of the oil so that they can ship it on trains and make it safer. And there's a lot, some wells produce a lot of salt water. And the salt water, or the brine water, they call it, is extremely caustic. If you get that spilled onto the ground, it can, in a sense, basically sterilize the soil. And they can be a mess to clean up. I mean, we see in the news all the time about saltwater pipelines leaking, and, you know, the governor has the big zero tolerance for saltwater spills, and that's why, is because that saltwater is, in a sense, concentrated salt water. Like, if you think of the ocean being salty, some of this stuff around here can be 5, 10, 15 times more concentrated than that. And so to get a leak or a spill in anything can be pretty devastating. And inside this treater is where all of that process takes place. And in order for that process to begin, the oil has to be heated. And the way that they heat it is, if you think of a fire tube as a very large U-shaped pipe that goes inside of that treater or inside that tall vessel, that's where a flame, a big open flame, goes. It's like a, I kind of tell people it's like a blowtorch, and just heats this pipe. And then the pipe in turn heats the oil, which helps break it down into water, salt, and gas. One of the big problems with that is that pipe is basically immersed or basically covered in salt water. So if you can just think of what rust does, you know, if you leave a piece of metal outside and it rains and it goes through that process, starts to rust, just think of it being about 20 or 30 times worse inside of that treater. So this pipe, which usually is about a quarter inch thick, just, you know, gets corroded so much that it gets a hole in it. And the minute it gets a hole in it, now all that content that's inside that treater can leak out onto the ground. So you can have a saltwater spill, you can have an oil leak, and when this oil leaks or sprays, it sprays directly onto that open flame, and then boom, then you have a heater treater fire. So if you think about it, you basically got, you know, a flame that just within fractions of raw crude oil. And so that can be pretty devastating. And you do that, you see a lot of heater treater fires. So the fire tube itself plays a very, very key role in that. And like I said before, it's plagued the industry for years and years and years, because when a hole gets into that fire tube, you never know it until, again, you have a leak or a fire. And so that's why we zeroed right in on that, was if we can develop a way to decide or determine how bad that corrosion is, you know, basically on the outside of that pipe, because you can't see it. If you think about it, you're looking down a pipe and you can't tell how much corrosion is on the other side of that pipe. Well, this system tells us that, like an X-ray, it looks through your body and says you have a broken bone. This does something similar, so we can see through that pipe basically and determine how much corrosion is there, which gives the producers a way to be proactive instead of reactive.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Allen with Elite Energy Services or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Crude Life Media Network is part of a big social media network. Check out our entire network, thecrudelife.com, and click on the social media tab. You can check us out, our huge 350,000-plus growing social media network. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
You know that I've lived, yeah, you know that I've tried. Well, I've told the truth, yeah, you know that I've lied. We all do what we do so we can survive. I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When I think of the world that I want to live in, it's with people that care, that take risks, that reinvent themselves, reinvent their organizations, reinvent their industries. And Eric's a model citizen for that. He's trying to solve problems. He's trying to bring people into those solutions. He does incredibly well, but he lives generously. I think a community filled with people like Eric that are solving problems, giving it their best, and creating an environment for others to lead and soar and succeed, that's a place I want to live. And so Eric's the type of person that's in my community, and I'm really grateful for that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts, now on sale. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Davinie, a wish recipient from Make-A-Wish at the Bakken Barbecue. What was your wish at the Make-A-Wish event here that was granted at the Bakken Barbecue a couple years ago?
It was to go to Scotland and see the castles.
To go to Scotland and see the castles.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose that?
Because I'm Scottish and I wanted to like see what it's like back out in Scotland and everything there.
So your heritage is Scottish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but why the castles? I mean, isn't there like golf in Ireland too? And or Scotland, I mean, or is that Ireland? See, I get Scottish has golf too, but obviously you didn't get into the golf courses, so I was a castle lover as a kid growing up. I used to play Dungeons and Dragons actually when I was like in sixth grade. Seventh grade, it wasn't cool. So I loved castles. I drew castles as a kid. They were easy to draw. What's your affection with castles?
Well, I like history, and it's kind of cool how there's people that lived in there.
Okay. You got to visit the castles. Mm-hmm. Did you get to do anything else in the castles?
We stayed at a Tricar house, and there was, I can't remember what queen, but a queen stayed there before she died, before she got killed, actually.
Really?
But it was very cool.
So you got to spend a night in the castle?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you wake up in the middle of the night?
No.
Did you explore?
Yeah. It was kind of like quiet. And it was weird.
I bet it was weird, yeah. And so were the walls made out of brick?
Mm-hmm.
Or stone, I guess it would
be.
Was there a courtyard in the castle? What was the castle like?
It was like kind of like built like a house, kind of. And then they had a maze made out of bushes in the backyard. They had pigs that were very ugly. And then they had a horse. They had like a playground. And we walked this little trail and everything.
Okay. What was your favorite part about the trip?
The Jacquard house.
And the cows. What was the cows?
They had hair in front of their faces, and they were really cute.
That's right. They have, like, hairdos.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of what type of cows
they call them. Hairy coos.
Hairy coos. Not cows, but coos.
Yeah.
Okay, hairy coos. Did you take anybody with you?
My mom, my dad, and my sister.
Oh, I bet they had a good time, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, they got to benefit from your Make-A-Wish, huh? Wow. And you said the why the castles was your heritage and your background, some sort of affection towards it and everything. So if you were to go back to Scotland, would you choose castles again?
Yeah, like see a little bit more of them.
See more castles?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long was the plane ride?
Oh, a long time.
I bet. Was it from New York or?
We went a short one, and then we went from one that was like all day.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It took forever.
You got to go across that ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, what did you take away from the trip? You know, it's there's a lot to process, you know, with a gift like this, you know, and so. You know, when you were done with the trip, what did you kind of take away from it, I guess?
Just how it was like back there, and how their food was so different, and how it, like, made me feel different for a little bit.
What do you mean by that?
Like, it didn't make me feel like I had cystic fibrosis, kind of.
Okay. So you were able to escape
mm-hmm.
from just by trying some new experiences and being a part of their culture, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was kind of neat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to escape. So is there any certain food that stood out? Did you try the haggis?
No.
The sheep's intestine with the guts and boiled?
No.
Okay, that's Scottish. So that's good you didn't try that. But was there any other food that you tried that you liked? Or?
We kind of just stuck with the pizza.
Okay, well, that's probably good. Any regular toppings or any sort of haggis toppings?
They had like haggis pizza, which we did not eat that. We kind of just stuck with cheese.
Okay.
And then they had steak, so we ate that.
So you got the normal stuff, but it was still pretty
mm-hmm.
good, huh? Okay, well, that's it. We're going to be doing the interview on stage. We just wanted to get a little pre-interview done ahead of time. Dave Nee with the Make-A-Wish Bakken Barbecue here in Dickinson, North Dakota. So thank you much. We'll be talking eventually on the stage.
To listen to the full-length interview with Davini or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network's social media, 350,000 plus and growing strong. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
To get your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. Show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all.
And
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week. You can check out all of our interviews, past shows, and other features at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And we invite you all to join our social media network. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the social media page. We've got a social media audience and social media presence in many of the shale plays, including the Bakken. That's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. We're over 350,000 strong and growing every single day. And while you're at thecrudelife.com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. Of course, the sponsors make this program happen, whether it's the Dealmakers, Energy Safety Institute, Gas Techno Energy and Fuels, Hatch Coaching, or Tidwell Industries. We have some outstanding sponsors here at Building the Bakken Radio, and we invite you folks to please support them as much as you can. If you go to thecrudelife.com, click on the sponsors page. We have a whole list of them with links right there. And if you're wondering if Building the Bakken Radio or other Crude Life programming is carried in your neighborhood, check out our programs page on crudelife.com. We have a list of our programs as well as the radio stations that pick up those programs. And for those of you that are listening within our network, we'll be back next week at this time on this channel. We appreciate you folks very much for checking out this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thanks again for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio. Keep calm and frack on.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past will only last if you don't take off your mask when the outside's chilly.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through in having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.